I confess that I do not feel native to this blue-green orb, and I confess that nonetheless, I have come to appreciate my earthly existence. The gentle dance of rain upon my skin, trembling fingers entwined in my own, the splendor of ripened fruit fresh from the tree. I confess that much of my life has been marked by alienation, that I have been judged and misunderstood, and seemingly set aside as I sought to bring my very essence to light. And I confess, even so, that persecution has never wholly trumped passion. Doubt has visited, yet rarely unpacked. I have stumbled and fallen, yet faith never failed to gather me up. This I willingly confess. My unleashed spirit has more than once led me into agreements I could not sustain. Broken hearts, including my own, were left in a wake of disunity. I am no stranger to a well-barbed lure, and if nets were tossed by my own hand, I confess I was merely seeking nourishment beneath the froth that scudders the surface of the everyday. This I tell you now. Many a night have I spent in the company of my own wounding, and for every moment I lingered in the light of love, I thrashed in the darkness 10 moments more. Many a temple I entered in sanctuary and divine grace, draped in silk and carried upon the backs of winged beings, until my return to a landscape unadorned by the sacred and beset by suffering. I confess that even while imprisoned by forces large and powerful, I feathered a nest and brooded my own becoming, held myself close, and embraced the never-ending weight that even now crawls as a snail to its holy destination. I confess that even though my words carry a hint of melancholia, a peace resides at their core that transcends the unnecessary, that washes over me in an endless shower of emergent truth. I confess that with choice in hand and heart broached beyond all measure real and imagined, given a choice to dance in the light or preen in the darkness, I have always chosen the road home. And in that comfort found the everlasting solace I confess I oft felt was out of reach. Yet even now, in the waning days of discomfiture, I confess I have always known that illusion would in time dim and die. And that time, I confess, has arrived, bearing gifts for the unheard and fresh regard for the not seen.